Welcome to another episode of Aquarius Open Minds. I'm your host, Christopher Goodsell, and today we're diving into a topic that merges ancient mystery with engineering genius. We're talking about an amazing ancient site that many of you have never heard of, Menga Dolmen, ancient Spain's megalithic engineering marvel, so let's dig in. Have you ever stood in awe of an ancient monument, wondering how our ancestors, without the modern tools we take for granted, managed to construct such massive, complex structures? Menga Dolmen in Antequera, Spain, is one such marvel that continues to baffle historians, archaeologists, and engineers alike. Today we're going to break it all down in a way that's not only informative but also engaging, maybe even a little bit mystical. But what makes Menga Dolmen so special? For one, it's one of the largest megalithic structures in Europe, built with massive stones that weigh as much as 180 tons. And guess what? It's not just a pile of rocks. This structure is aligned with the summer solstice sunrise, an alignment that reveals an advanced understanding of astronomy by people who lived over 5,000 years ago. So how did they do it? How did our ancient ancestors move these enormous stones and align them so precisely with celestial events? Stick around as we unravel these ancient mysteries. Imagine yourself in the rugged landscapes of Antequera, where the air is thick with history and the ground is littered with the remnants of a civilization that existed thousands of years ago. It's in this setting that you'll find the Menga Dolmen, a site that has captivated the imaginations of many. But what exactly is a dolmen? Essentially, it's a type of single-chamber megalithic tomb, typically consisting of two or more vertical megaliths supporting a large flat horizontal capstone. The Menga Dolmen, however, is not your ordinary dolmen. It's a giant among megaliths, a structure so impressive that even modern architects scratch their heads in disbelief. Menga Dolmen was first brought to modern attention in the early 20th century, though it had been lying in wait for millennia. The credit for its discovery goes to two brothers, Antonio and José Vieira, local historians who stumbled upon this ancient marvel while exploring their native Antequera. Their discovery didn't just stop at Menga. They also unearthed the Vieira Dolmen and the Romeral Dolmen, turning the region into a treasure trove of Neolithic wonders. But what makes Menga stand out among these discoveries is its sheer size and the mysteries it holds. At first glance, the Menga Dolmen might seem like just a giant pile of stones, but a closer look reveals something far more sophisticated. The dolmen is about 25 meters long and 6 meters wide, with a height of nearly 3.5 meters. It's constructed using massive stones, some weighing up to 180 tons. The sheer size of these stones raises an obvious question. How did the Neolithic builders move them? One theory suggests that they used a combination of log rollers and lots of manpower. But even with these tools, the precision with which these stones were placed is nothing short of astounding. One of the most fascinating aspects of the Menga Dolmen is its alignment. The structure is precisely oriented to the east, aligning with the sunrise on the summer solstice. This alignment suggests that the builders of Menga were not only skilled engineers, but also keen astronomers. But why align a tomb with the solstice? Many believe that this alignment was meant to connect the structure to the cycles of the sun, which played a significant role in the spiritual and agricultural lives of Neolithic people. The dolmen's orientation might have been intended to mark the passage of time, or perhaps it was designed to ensure that the souls of the dead could follow the path of the sun into the afterlife. The stones used in the construction of Menga Dolmen are not just ordinary rocks. They are massive, intricately shaped megaliths that fit together with astonishing precision. The stones form a polygonal pattern, a technique that allowed the builders to create a sturdy structure without the need for mortar. But the most impressive aspect of these stones is their size. Some of the megaliths used in the construction of Menga weigh up to 180 tons, making them some of the largest stones used in any megalithic structure in Europe. Moving these stones would have required an incredible amount of skill and coordination skills that we often underestimate in our ancient ancestors. Menga Dolmen isn't the only ancient marvel in the area. Just a short distance away are the Romeral and Vieira Dolmens, two other megalithic structures that add to the mystery of Antequera. The Vieira Dolmen, named after the brothers who discovered it, is a more traditional dolmen with a long corridor leading to a burial chamber. It too is aligned with the summer solstice, though its alignment is not as precise as that of Menga. The Romeral Dolmen, on the other hand, is a tholos, a type of beehive-shaped tomb that's more commonly found in Mycenaean Greece. The use of such a structure in Spain suggests that there might have been cultural exchanges between the Neolithic people of Antequera and other ancient civilizations. One of the most intriguing discoveries at Menga Dolmen was the skeletons found inside. About 100 skeletal remains have been unearthed from the site, some of which display unique physical characteristics. For instance, some of the skulls found at Menga have been described as elongated, leading to speculation about the people who were buried here. Were these people members of a unique culture, or did they belong to a group with distinctive burial practices? The elongated skulls have sparked a lot of theories, some more outlandish than others. But what's clear is that the people buried in Menga Dolmen were important figures in their society, perhaps even leaders or shamans. Menga Dolmen is often compared to other famous megalithic structures, such as Stonehenge in England, Newgrange in Ireland, and the Hypogeum in Malta. While each of these sites has its unique characteristics, there are also many similarities. For example, like Menga, Newgrange is aligned with the solstice, though it's the winter solstice that Newgrange celebrates. Stonehenge, on the other hand, is a site that's deeply connected to the summer solstice, much like Menga. However, while Stonehenge is a circular structure, Menga is more rectangular, highlighting different architectural approaches. The alignment of Menga Dolmen with the summer solstice suggests that it held significant cultural and religious importance. In many ancient cultures, the solstice was a time of celebration, marking the longest day of the year and the beginning of the harvest season. The builders of Menga might have constructed the dolmen to honor the sun, or perhaps to mark a significant event in their spiritual calendar. But Menga's significance might go beyond just the solstice. The dolmen's location, near the striking rock formation known as La Peña de los Enamorados, Lover's Rock, suggests that the landscape itself might have held spiritual significance. The rock, which resembles a giant sleeping face, is steeped in local legend and folklore, adding another layer of mystery to the site. La Peña de los Enamorados is more than just a backdrop to the Menga Dolmen, it's a key part of the site's mystique. The rock is the subject of a famous Andalusian legend about two lovers who, unable to be together in life, threw themselves from the top of the rock so they could be united in death. This tragic tale has imbued the landscape with a sense of romance and mystery, making it a fitting companion to the ancient dolmen. The fact that Menga Dolmen is aligned not only with the solstice but also with La Peña suggests that the builders of the dolmen might have chosen the site for its symbolic significance as much as for its practical location. The precise alignment of Menga Dolmen with the summer solstice raises questions about the role of astronomy in Neolithic Spain. How did the builders of Menga develop such an accurate understanding of the movements of the sun? Did they have a form of proto-science, or were their observations based on religious or spiritual beliefs? Some experts believe that the people who built Menga Dolmen might have been part of a wider network of Neolithic astronomers who shared knowledge across Europe. This network could have included the builders of Stonehenge, Newgrange, and other megalithic sites, all of which display a deep understanding of celestial patterns. One of the greatest mysteries of Menga Dolmen is how it was built. Moving 180-ton stones without modern machinery is no small feat, and yet the builders of Menga managed it with apparent ease. Some theories suggest that they used a combination of log rollers, sledges, and sheer manpower to move the stones into place. But moving the stones was only half the battle. The builders also had to position them with incredible precision, ensuring that the dolmen would align perfectly with the summer solstice. This required not only physical strength, but also a deep understanding of geometry and astronomy. Menga Dolmen is not just a relic of the past, it's a testament to the ingenuity and creativity of the people who built it. It's a reminder that our ancestors were not just primitive people, but skilled engineers and astronomers who understood the world in ways that we are only beginning to appreciate. Today, Menga Dolmen stands as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, attracting visitors from around the world who come to marvel at its size, its alignment, and its mysterious origins. It's a place where history, science, and legend come together, offering a glimpse into a world that existed thousands of years ago. If you ever find yourself in southern Spain, a visit to Menga Dolmen is a must. Walking through the dolmen's long, dark corridor, you can almost feel the weight of history pressing down on you. The air is cool and still, the stones worn smooth by centuries of exposure to the elements. As you reach the inner chamber, the light from the entrance fades, leaving you in near total darkness. It's a place that invites contemplation, a place where you can almost hear the whispers of the past. And if you're lucky enough to visit on the summer solstice, you'll witness the dolmen's most magical moment, the sunrise aligning perfectly with the entrance, filling the chamber with a warm, golden light. It's a sight that must have been as awe-inspiring to the Neolithic people who built Menga as it is to us today. As we wrap up this episode, one thing is clear. The Menga Dolmen is more than just a pile of rocks. It's a testament to the ingenuity of our ancestors, a structure that challenges our understanding of what ancient people were capable of. It's a reminder that the past is full of mysteries waiting to be uncovered. So whether you're a history buff, an engineering enthusiast, or just someone who loves a good mystery, the Menga Dolmen has something to offer. It's a place where the ancient and the modern come together, a place where the past continues to speak to us across the millennia. Now, as one of our most popular articles, we've got questions from some of our readers. What exactly is the Menga Dolmen? The Menga Dolmen is a large megalithic tomb located in Antequera, Spain. It dates back over 5,000 years and is one of the largest dolmens in Europe. It's known for its massive stones and its alignment with the summer solstice. How was the Menga Dolmen built? The exact methods used to build the Menga Dolmen remain a mystery. However, it's believed that the builders used a combination of log rollers, sledges, and manpower to move the massive stones into place. Why is the Menga Dolmen aligned with the summer solstice? The alignment of the Menga Dolmen with the summer solstice suggests that the structure had religious or spiritual significance. It may have been used to mark the passage of time or to honor the sun. What other dolmens are near Menga? Near the Menga Dolmen, you can also find the Viera Dolmen and the Romerol Dolmen, both of which are significant megalithic structures in their own right. Can I visit the Menga Dolmen? Yes, the Menga Dolmen is open to the public and is part of the UNESCO World Heritage Site in Antequera. It's a fascinating place to visit, especially during the summer solstice. That's all for today's episode of Aquarius Open Minds. I hope you've enjoyed our journey into the mysteries of Menga Dolmen. If you're intrigued by ancient engineering and the mysteries of the past, be sure to subscribe and tune in to our next episode, where we'll dive into another fascinating topic. Until then, keep exploring, keep questioning, and most importantly, keep your mind open.